You guys know what that music means. It means something happened around here, and we got to figure out things. All right, welcome back, Midday Show. We often do investigations around here, especially on our coworkers when something just a little off.
Because they're different.
Yeah, we just got to figure out what the heck's going on. So we try to be totally unbiased. I mean, we like everyone that works here, but we got to be unbiased, and we have to do a true investigation. So yesterday, obviously a big day of celebration for a lot of people here is the Sixers land Paul George. It's a big day. They get, a marquee player, and they move their title odds and all that. So I figured yesterday people would be happy you'd get some raw emotion yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, we got some in the afternoon, and I would say on the afternoon show, most of the time when you're getting raw emotion, I would say it's probably coming from Ike. Ike's a raw emotion guy.
Yeah.
Jack can be a raw emotion guy, especially when he's nervous or he's, frazzled, where you get some raw emotion from Jack.
Nervous or frazzled.
Spike, I would say, has less raw emotion. It's coming out once in a while when he's annoyed, right? You could kind of hear him, get annoyed. But in terms of when he's happy, he's kind of more balanced. That's kind of the way I would frame Spike and what his takes and things going on. And he was happy. He wanted Paul George. You heard all the ads that we played. He was a Paul George guy. And Hugh, I don't know if you know this, but he's been Spike has been a Daryl Morey guy. He has defended Morey. He likes Morey.
Yeah.
He thinks Morey, is the right guy to lead this team. Kind of the opposite of Howard, which is ironic, but
yeah,
spot
they're kind of like family members.
So yesterday they got into a discussion of, hey, we should give Daryl Morey some credit for what he did, clear out the cap space, get Paul George. All of it's fair. So we're listening, and we heard this, and just take a listen.
He succeeded here. Daryl Morey did a good job to get them into this position. He has to finish the job. But this, when he got here, this was not a fix this in 6 months situation. And it might be the last time I say it, but when he got here, he had $120 million, $120 million a year committed to Ben Simmons, Al Horford, and Tobias Harris. That's the whole cap. That is not, you can't build a championship team with those three guys representing essentially the entire salary cap.
Yeah.
And I commend him for setting up a situation that would succeed, but also I have something in my throat. I'm not
I know,
crying,
you're getting choked up. No, I'm a little bit choked up.
Who was laughing?
You heard Jack there call him out. I was laughing. So it started a little bit there as he was talking about the mess he inherited when he got here, right? He said, I commend him, and then his voice trailed a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it sounded like he was tearing up. Hugh, he said he had something in his throat, but I don't know, man.
It sounded like he was crying.
It's the pause.
It sounded like he was crying a little bit.
Can we hear some of it?
I commend him for...
And the tremor in his voice.
Yeah, the tremor.
The pause. Here, I'll read it again for you.
Yeah.
And I commend him for...
Yeah, the tremor in his voice.
He teared up. I mean, listen, we all have our coaches or executives or players we'll go to bat for, right? Like, we each have our player. We do it, right? We pick someone. We like them more than everybody else. We don't like when they get beat up. And then when they succeed, you feel like a connection.
Proud.
Yeah.
I mean,
proud
we all
of
have
this guy.
It. I mean, I sat here once for 16 straight hours to defend Gabe Kapler. I get it. You pick a guy and you go to bat.
Wait, hold up. You did?
16 straight hours.
Dude, yeah.
Wow.
I was on the morning show, midday, afternoon, then my own show at night.
You was on one. You died on that hill.
That day, I think
Is there anyone in Philly sports, Q, that you would spend 16 hours defending on WIP? Tobias, maybe?
Tobias and his agent.
See, why you do that?
No, congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I just find it Tobias Harris got $52 million.
Uh-huh.
And the last game he played in, he scored no points.
You only have about...
That's not impressive?
About 15 hours and
no,
59 minutes
No, I'm just saying.
Ago.
I know, but you know what the funny part about all of this is when you go out on the street and people tell you enough about Tobias Harris.
I'm telling you.
Enough about Tobias Harris.
There's no
Harris
appetite
already.
For Tobias Harris defense.
No, I just find it fascinating that he got, I know it's Detroit, but man, he got 52 games.
I think you could do 24 hours with celebrating Tobias the way you talk about him. So again, we all have our people that will defend to the heavens.
Yeah.
And I commend him for.
But getting choked up over Daryl Morey feels like.
It felt like it was a win that he just had to celebrate for Daryl Morey. Because he knew Daryl Morey was still in the lab and he wasn't going to celebrate himself. So, so Spike felt compelled. I know he's not going to celebrate. So
I commend him for.
Yeah, that was he got choked.
I could
up, though.
Hear the tears in his
Me
eyes.
Me too.
Yeah, he got choked.
So here's the only thing
he
I would
try
say.
To play it off.
I'm okay with emotion, and you want to tear up, tear up. That's cool, right? Anyone could cry. Maybe would you have saved this one for when they win the title with Morey? Like, signing Paul George doesn't get me to tear up.
Well, you know what? In his defense, this might be the only opportunity he gets.
This is the biggest win, you're saying. Okay. It might be. I mean, Is it inconceivable to say that Paul George is the biggest win of the Morey era?
It's not. No.
It's actually pretty
conceivable. It is right now.
Unless they make the conference
final. I thought James
Harden
was.
Was.
Okay, so, okay. I see
so, all right, just one more. I know you said enough of the balloons. Will they have balloons at the Paul George press conference?
I think that dog is hung. they're not going to come back to that one.
I hope you're right. All right, you can weigh in. Did Spike cry yesterday on the air over Daryl Morey? 215-592-9494. So now we have, has anyone else tiered up officially? Richie? We got to put a compilation of Richie, Spike, and DeCamera after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
So, like, I thought no one was ever going to top DeCamera. But Richie, man.
This is really... Yeah, that was bad.
Has Hugh heard the DeCamera one the day after the Super Bowl? You got to dig that one up. Because that one...
But that one that Richie had was, like, real snotty.
I got Joe. Joe sounds, like feeble in this.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
Now, to be fair to Joe, because I remember, because I filled in for him a lot. I think he was pretty sick during the playoff run, and he was able to obviously make it back for the Super Bowl. So you say he sounded feeble. He may have still been in recovery.
He might have been feeble.
I think he wasn't feeling great for a few weeks.
That
so.
Meant everything to me.
Yeah, that was.
Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
This is really. Yeah, the both of those are bad, but the one Richie's is really snotty. Though.
It is.
It's just really like it's like dog. Oh, get yourself together. Pull yourself together.
I commend him for
one more. Okay, I also have one more thing to say on the something in your throat thing. Once in a while, because like during lunchtime, right? I'll have my lunch on the break. Once in a while, it's like once every 2 weeks we come back from a break, and I've got something in my throat. Right? Mm-hmm. Usually, I will make eye contact with one of you, and I'll throw it to you, and you'll talk for a second while I get some water.
I can usually tell when you got tapped out for a second.
You know, but so...
Wait a minute, I'll be missing those.
Yeah, well, okay. Kyle's got it. Or, you know what I'll do sometimes? I'll quickly pull a caller up and let the caller talk while I'm drinking some water. Spike could have done that yesterday, you know, like he could have taken a sip of water, handed the show to Jack or Ike for a second.
So he cried.
I think he cried.
He was in the middle of cooking. I mean,
I commend him for.
The more you play it, the more it sounds like Spike was.
I know. Yeah, like, if something is in your throat, you have two other people with you. Now, when I host it at night solo, it's a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, that sounds like that's a rough one.
Yeah. All right, so we've had our third cry on the air in the last 7 years.
So, but the investigation has been conclusive. We have another cry.
I think that was a cry.
I mean, who would you bet on to be next, though, crying on air?
You read my mind. I was going to ask that question next. Who's the next WIP host that cries on air?
I'm trying to think of, like, who gets emotional. You know, like
Jack if the Phillies win the World Series.
Yeah, I could see.
Yeah, Jack,
I got
my money on Jack.
Oh!
I got my money on Jack. That sounds like something. That's a Jack move.
Okay, I also underrated one is I could see Seltzer tearing up. We know Seltzer gets overly emotional.
Oh yeah,
sometimes.
He gets very passionate.
Yeah, he gets upset.
He got
sometimes.
Potty mouth too. Sometimes he get the potty mouth. So yeah, I can see that because he definitely. Yeah, he get potty mouth.
I could see Seltzer crying.
Yeah, I could definitely
see Jack or Seltzer, if the Phillies win the World Series, I could see in real tears.
I mean, maybe Johnson?
But what kind of cry is Johnson?
I don't know.
a fake cry.
Blue chew gone wrong cry.
I was about to say, so I'm going to keep it to myself.
Do you think Jolly would get emotional?
I can see that, especially when Joe don't let him talk. Let him talk. He gonna be...
So next debate day, I get Jolly to cry. Is that what we're going to do next?
Yeah,
no, I would say my talk. Money's on Jack or Seltzer.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.